Welcome to the Chaos Podcast.
Chaos Corner.
Our podcast room is temporarily housing two rooms worth of stuff because we are getting the floors redone in our house.
Yeah, so it has my office and everything, plus the podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. There's still plenty of room in here.
I'm glad we didn't go to the visual, like recording these things yet.
I know.
This would be like Hoarders, an episode of Hoarders.
Hoarders Anonymous.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hoarders Anonymous. You know, it's not that bad.
No, it's just cluttered. I hate clutter.
Well, same.
But we live temporary.
In very much like simplistic, like we don't keep anything really. And someone was like, oh, you're going to grow into the house. And I was like, No, I have no sentimental value to literally anything. I will throw things out. But I'm also like redesigning everything. So like I like everything in our house right now.
No, you don't. Don't lie to these people.
Don't give the people what they want. I don't like the TV stand and the end table.
There you go.
And like the bar situation, which we're slowly making our way up.
I know.
If you didn't see on like my Instagram and stuff like that, or you don't follow the Peak Driven Design, I recently did my bathroom, and I say it's mine.
It is.
Okay. It's off of my office, and like I use it really quick all the time. But
lots of poops.
Okay. Okay. Everyone poops. They wrote a book about it. but no, I am obsessed with it.
It looks good. It was fun.
And
I had a hand in helping you.
You did. You helped me plan out everything. And then once I saw all the drawings, our hard work on the one wall, I said, hey, I don't want to do that. Were you mad about that?
About what?
Like me just like painting over the sketch that we did?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
I don't care. I went out mountain biking and then came back and you were like in there.
Yep.
Headphones on, doing your thing.
Yeah. So I did like a bunch of like half circles on three of the four walls. And then the last wall, because of the mirror, it just didn't...
It would have been too busy.
It just didn't look right. And I was trying to visualize it, but I'm like, nah, let's tie in like some green that we did somewhere else.
Right.
So we're just making everything work together and clash.
No, I like it.
Just cohesiveness.
It's like a, what do you call it?
It's modern.
Yeah, but retro. The color scheme.
Oh, it's like a desert. Yeah. Like so it's the
Aztec play blow colors.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What you would think of.
Normal Arizonian house, yep. Like that tan color.
Yeah.
Dark tan, like the red rocks of Sedona.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to go.
It's a good tie-in.
Couple weeks.
That's right. 2 weeks.
Okay. That's what's going on with us.
She's got me working, guys.
No. Please. For the next 2 weeks, our life is going to be kind of in shambles because of the grout that they have to redo in the whole entire house, other than the three bedrooms.
I'm just happy that I don't have to do it.
Exactly. Same.
So
same.
I'll put up with the mess.
Yep.
Or whatever.
So we're only, you know, moving things around to different bedrooms and into a garage. Like, they were like prepping us ahead of time, or at least me. And they're like, we're going to have to move everything, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I really don't have too much. Like, you're going to have to move a couch, a dining room table.
And a washer and dryer.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, everything else, I moved all of my office stuff into the podcast room, and everything else, again, we live a minimalistic life. So that way we can make room, in my opinion, have like not a lot of stuff in your house and make room for creative things, like, and be innovative and like think of all that kind of stuff so you can dream again and everything like that. It just leaves more room to think instead of You're just smiling and nodding. You're like, I don't think that deep into it, Krista.
No, I don't. It's just, you know, I don't like clutter, and I don't like it. Sometimes you go into people's homes and it's so busy, and, you know, each room has a different theme to it, if you will, or it's just kind of like mishmash of random furniture. There's no tie-in, there's no nothing. And so, you know, I just like how we've been kind of, you know, sticking to a direction and going with it.
Yeah.
And slowly replacing things when they need to be. But
I can't, you know,
there's
wait.
Also, if there's not a function for something, I yeah. don't need it. We don't have it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I'm really excited for our next project. It's the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And people always forget about hallways. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I really love interior design. People forget about hallways all the time. Like, you can make a grand entrance with simple things, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's going to look cool.
I know. Okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
So today,
I'm done talking.
What an intro. Today's podcast topic is In Due Time, and we had this up on the wall as one of our ideas.
Yeah, we wrote it down, I think, a couple weeks ago. It came from a podcast.
Okay.
And we said, oh, that would be a great podcast idea. And then I wrote it down.
Right.
Remember you yelled at me because I was distracting you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's every podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry. Not but, sorry.
You know, in due time, my mind goes to, and I probably should have re-listened to the podcast and over
for
that
sure.
idea, what it came from,
mm-hmm.
even though we said it.
Yeah.
Right? That
would yeah.
have been smart, but whatever. Let's go off the cuff here.
Everything's off the cuff, and I love it.
So, like, in due time, I feel like we just expect things to happen overnight,
mm-hmm.
whether that's progress, whether that's, you know, change in a diet or weight loss or progression in something,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, especially when in Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff makes it so popular for, you know, these young people to be putting out there that may be successful or pretend to be successful, and they live a glamorous life and all this kind of stuff, you know, it's doesn't really give a realistic timeline to how things shake out sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we want that like instant gratification a lot. And, you know, I deal with some younger coworkers and some of my employees, you know, and they don't understand that, you know, you have to put in the grind. You have to, you know, pay your dues, if you will, when it comes to certain roles or, you know, making more money sometimes. And, you know, it's not always, everyone just wants to have that easy life where you can come up with some kind of crazy idea and then sell it for millions. And now you can buy a yacht and travel the world and never have to worry about anything. I mean, yeah. That has happened, but it's so like far and few and in between. And like the 1% of the 1% that actually happens with, that it's not realistic. And so the idea of having to like put in your time, chase a goal,
yeah.
you know, get that habits and routines down, you know, there's going to be highs and lows to it for sure, but it's going to compound over time. And, you know, whatever you're chasing will come. And everyone's book, everyone's, you know, life story, their book is different,
yeah.
right? You can't compare your chapter 12 to someone's chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people are handed things in life. That's just how it is. It's how the cookie crumbles, right? Yep. Others are blessed with certain gifts that no one, like another person doesn't have.
I think of
talents
like
and things.
Different genres of books. They're meant for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's on this earth for a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and a plan. And, you know, somebody's could be born with like the gift of singing or a talent of like an amazing voice.
Yeah. That is not me.
Never.
I have a face for radio and that's about it.
You know, never took any kind of singing lessons in their day in their life, and they can just sing a song that they heard on the radio and it's a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Other people,
I would love that.
You know, like me, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. You know, I'm like tone deaf. I don't know what the heck it is.
But you play guitar.
Different. I can't vocal. I can't, you know, make the tones with my vocal cords.
Yeah.
But
and
I
you
can,
can't dance either.
Can't. No rhythm.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Typical white dude.
Yep. Yep. I'm like your wedding dancer at best.
Yeah. Side to side.
That's it.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just wanted to touch on this topic because there might be something that you're going through in life and you're wondering why you're still chasing it. Why, like, you maybe you're on the verge of giving up because you haven't seen that breakthrough yet, that success.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all in due time. And let's be, you know, I truly feel that sometimes, and we've had these life situations, honey, where it's like, bless you. My gosh.
I had to mute my mic. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That was wicked.
I know.
But, you know, I feel God has said so many times in our life, it's just not yet.
Not yet. So when we think of, and just to give everyone an example of like, just not yet. So where we live obviously didn't exist when we were looking at houses. I'm going to sneeze again. Excuse me.
Dang.
I am sorry.
It's all right. Bless you.
God bless you. It's because we went mountain biking and the dust is like in, I have allergies out here. It's ridiculous. But where we live right now obviously didn't exist and they didn't even start building it. And when we were looking at houses in 2020, we put an offer in on two different houses. One was beautiful. Like everything we wanted was my style completely. The backyard was like a nice turf for Mickey with like an orange and lime tree. Like it was beautiful.
And let's just say they were all within like a mile of our current home.
So I was getting to that. And then this other house that we put an offer in on, it just didn't fit Josh's truck. Like the layout was a little stupid. We would have to rip up the backyard and it was very close to neighbors. And we're like, yeah, we're going to pull out of that one. To now 2023, when we bought this house, I was like, why does this area like seem familiar? And I'm driving through like this, like couple, I don't know, a block over. And I was like, honey, we had an offer in on this house. He goes, no, we didn't. And I was like, yeah, we did. Like, so we like walked into the neighborhood and I was like, honey, it was that house. He goes, oh my gosh. Like if this, that isn't a sign that it was literally, you can see our house from that house.
Yeah.
And it was just wild. And they told us, oh, nothing's going to be built back there. Well, gee willikers.
Our new house is.
Our house is right there.
But like, and at the time, we were crushed that we had either had to pull out of that one or, we, you know, the offer fell through on the first house Chris was describing. You know, we were really disappointed. And, you know, we had our, you know, really our hopes and, you know, our sights set on getting those homes because we love this area. Yeah. We love being up a little bit north and in the desert and everything like that. And it was, you know, looking back, we get to laugh now. And with the grace of God, it was just like, yeah, just not yet.
In due time.
In due time. Like, I know what you want. And I'm going to give you something that's even better than both of those houses combined.
Yeah.
And boy, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so it's, you know,
what God can do for you. And you just have to be patient.
Yeah. I mean, we can almost tie patience into this whole thing, too.
Yeah. Because
society doesn't have patience anymore.
No. And like you think about like in due time and what you were talking about too, about how some people they're on like chapter 12 and you're only on chapter 2. But you don't understand that like the iceberg effect. I just got reading a book. I forget who the author is. I want to say it's like Maxwell or something like that. John Maxwell. But it's the iceberg effect where you only see a little bit of that iceberg above the water,
which is usually all their accolades or success. And
exactly. Awards. You don't see what's underneath the water, which is usually a huge part of the iceberg, is all the work that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say like, don't compare your chapter 12 to someone else's chapter 2, it's because, like, you don't know, one, what they were given or even what they were doing behind the scenes. Like, you only see a little glimmer of everything that they're putting out there. They're not putting out there the hard, the valleys, like, all of the work that they did. It's just in due time. Like, if you're wanting something or striving for something, society thinks like we should have it like that, where we need to have that patience and just have consistency throughout everything that we're doing, whether it's your career, it's your business, your fitness journey, like whatever it may be, we just have to stay consistent and remind ourselves that, okay, they maybe have been working like 10 times like longer and they have it and one day I will have it. Stop like comparing yourself with, oh, I'll never be there. Well, once you put it out there, yeah, you're never going to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you have to just start loving where you're at and realizing that it will come at some point.
And it's like when you try something new, you know, if you're trying a new hobby, say like you wanted to pick up tennis or golf or something like that, you know, or playing guitar or an instrument or something, you know, you're not going to your first two or three practices, you know, or lessons be the all-star. You're not going to be a Tiger Woods.
No.
You're not going to be like a Slash, you know what I mean, from Guns N' Roses. Like, you're not going to be like that level because they've been playing and doing things for, you know, so long and putting in the hard work.
Yep.
And, you know, they've been practicing even, so much.
Even athletes too.
Right, right. And so it's in due time. Like, you know, a lot of those people have come from, like, Krista and I are big Formula One fans.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like the most elite, best, you know, race car drivers in the world. And when you look at their stories and they talk about their bios, these kids have been in, you know, go-karts since they were like 4 or 5 years old, you know, operating a steering wheel and a gas pedal. You know, so that mind to muscle connection and those instincts and everything.
It's been there.
They've been doing it for years at like an elite level. Yep. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you can't just hop into like, you know, a GT car and expect to be, you know, putting down crazy lap times.
Yeah.
Like, no, you have to go at your own pace. But you also have to take that into life too, where, you know, you can enjoy a certain thing and understand that, you know, this is my pace at which I do it.
Yep.
And eventually, if I get better at it and I put the hard work in, the practice and everything like that, so maybe one day I'll achieve that level or be able to do my best.
Well, to report back about mountain biking, y'all, I only stopped 2 times today.
Mm-hmm. And one wasn't even your fault.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a hiker.
Whatever. But on that climb, I stopped 4 times before. This time, I only stopped twice. Mm-hmm. So
it's progress.
It's literally, I can't expect to be at Josh's level, like, in due time. Okay. Mm-hmm. You talk about how people are in Formula One cars and all that kind of stuff. How long have you been on a bike?
Gosh. I mean, going like a bicycle in general?
Yeah.
I think I was 4 or 5 years old when I took the
training. Case in point.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not grow up like, I rode a bike, but then like I stopped because I got into like a wreck and like I went back on maybe like once or twice, but like I never got back on.
Well, there's also, use that like race car driving. There's different levels of, anyone can ride a bike.
Yeah.
You can ride a bike like a beach cruiser on the boardwalk. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But when you, but, just like you can drive a car to the grocery store or church.
Yes.
But when you start to amp all the levels up.
Exactly.
You know, and so you're amping up your ability to ride a bicycle into that red area where it's like, this is a little extreme.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yep.
Like, I could really get hurt if something goes wrong here.
Yeah. But I went all for it today because I was like, you know what? Well, I'm not teaching for the next 2 days. So if I get hurt, we'll be fine. But what I was going to say is, you've been on a bike, handling a bike for a very long time. I have not. And when you like hear me like behind you and I'm just like, wee type of thing, it's because like I am so proud of myself that I'm even at this caliber right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I am thrilled that I am like going downhill, like climbing the mountain, like 1,000 feet and like doing all this crazy stuff. I would have never done that. Am I at the caliber of you or like one of your friends? No, but for me, it's pretty darn good.
Well, let's touch on that real quick.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this podcast too long, but we have another topic up on the wall that says role models or also circle of influence.
Yeah.
Between those two topics. Because I think it's really exciting and fun if you have the mental fortitude to understand where your abilities are at, but to also surround yourself, like say you're getting into tennis and you have friends that have been trying to get you into tennis for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And you finally go, all right, fine. I'm going to buy a racket, get some tennis shoes. Like I'm going to start taking some lessons.
Yeah.
But you get to go hang out with those friends that maybe have been doing it for 5 years. So you're kind of late to the game. But if you understand that, hey, I'm going to go and enjoy myself. I'm going to go, you know, play a couple court games with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to smoke me, but I'm going to be able to work on my different skills, my basics that I need to work on. And I'm going to become better by being surrounded by people who are better.
But I also think of like, you see it and you realize it instead of going, oh my gosh, I'll never be like that. You like, okay, cool. I have to do that in order to do this.
Correct.
Like you have to have the right mindset when it goes into some of this stuff.
Correct.
So
learn
proceed.
The tips and tricks.
Yeah.
And be observant, right? Mm-hmm. But also be that open book and don't go in doubting yourself, being like, oh, I'll never get it. Like, oh, that's something I have to work on. So next practice, I'm going to do, you know, maybe 100 serves of the backhand or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So like when I go mountain biking, I've met a new friend and he is really, really good. Really good. And so every time I ride with him, I always imagine this is how Krista feels with how she rides with me. And to be honest.
100%.
Because, you know, he puts me out of my comfort zone. He rides at a different pace.
Yes.
And a different level.
Yep.
You know, and so it's fun because I'm amplifying or I'm elevating myself and he holds me to a higher standard and you know, helping me hone in on my skills. And now that's kind of translating into me kind of teaching Krista, being like, okay, I understand. Instead of getting frustrated and be like, why do you suck? Like all this kind of stuff. It's, hey, hun, try this. This works for me. And, you know, and it's just this cohesiveness of, you know, one teaches the other and then the other. And, you know, and in due time, you know, maybe all three of us and his wife, we can all ride together because we've all trained up and, you know, we can.
Yeah.
You know, we can do
that. We'll see about that one.
But they're also willing to understand.
I gotta train up.
And that's the other thing, too. Willing to understand that maybe you're trying to get someone into something.
Yeah.
And it's in their due time. So you can't get frustrated at them.
No.
And you can't be like, ugh, he stinks. Why do I play with him? Or why do I want to ride with
him? This guy stinks.
Sometimes you just have to, like, humble yourself and just be like, okay, to him, this is pushing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not so much for me. But think about that other person. They're going to get so much more enjoyment out of it. They're going to learn something.
Yep.
And that's, you know, it's just really nice to have that type of camaraderie and relationship.
I agree.
But yeah, be patient, people, in due time, especially when learning new stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, like, I'm sure people can relate with taking your Zumba class because of the steps and, you know, the moves. And 100%. All that, you know, how many times they go left and it's like, no, you're supposed to go right.
But
and just whatever.
Just like that. I have been cheering and dancing ever since I was 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
So like, don't expect to be at my level at all. Like you'll get there in due time, but I've been doing it most of my life. So I, of course, am going to pick up the choreo in 1 or 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll forget it because I have like 6,000 plus songs and choreo in my head. But it has to take time. And I always start like the class, like, you didn't learn how to ride a bike on the first try. So you're not going to learn this on the first try. And just be patient with yourself and have fun and smile and just keep on picking it up over and over and over again. Don't give up on it.
Goes into nutrition, goes into weight loss. Yep. It goes into so much stuff. You know, some people like me, I can change my diet within 2 weeks. I can lose like 10, 15 pounds. And Chris goes, screw you.
Yeah.
You know, other people, it takes months,
yep.
You know, or whatever to see a change.
Years.
You know, to see a change. And so.
Which is fine.
It's in everyone's due time. Everyone has a different time clock on how fast things come to you, how you learn things, your progression, your career, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
cool.
That's all I got.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you and the support that you give us every single week or whenever you listen to this. We appreciate you a lot, a lot. So if you want to know more, hear more, you can go to peakdrivenllc.com. Starting a 6-week challenge again on Monday. And I'm really excited for that because the accountability is where it is at.
But Monday and Tuesday, take your on-demand classes because Crystal and I'll be doing live.
Yeah, exactly. They have on-demand.
I know.
They're good.
Plenty of classes on there.
Plenty. There is like 350 right now. It's insane.
Wow.
I know. But again, if you want to learn more, go to our website. Like I said, if you want to tag me or follow me, Krista Fisher on Instagram. Yeah, that's all she wrote for today. Right. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you guys for listening. God bless. Love y'all.
Go be the light. Bye.